Southeast Africa is the scene of our first report today on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for watching the show. First, there was severe flooding. The nations of Malawi and Mozambique saw 1.5 million people affected by heavy rains. Then, a week later on March 14th, Cyclone Idai made landfall in coastal Mozambique and ripped its way inland through Malawi and Zimbabwe. The destruction was so extensive that some areas were cut off, and we're just getting details about it now. In the central Mozambican city of Beira, the International Federation of Red Cross called the damage massive and horrifying. It says it looks like 90% of the area has been completely destroyed. Roads and communication lines are cut, and rescuers can't even get to some places. Bridges were swept away in parts of Zimbabwe, and across the region, officials don't know yet how many lives were lost. The ICRC says more than 150 people are thought to have been killed in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe, but it says that number could go up as rescue teams make their way through. The president of Mozambique says with rivers having broken their banks and entire villages having been wiped out, Cyclone Idai could have killed more than 1,000 people in his country alone. He called the situation a large-scale humanitarian disaster.